Hello and welcome to this Meetings Today podcast. I'm Tyler Davidson, Vice President and Chief Content Director for Meetings Today. And joining us today is someone who's going to talk about a very critically important topic, I think, for the meetings and conventions industry. And that is emergency preparedness and risk management and security. We are a industry with thousands of people often meeting in one place. So I'm very much bullish on keeping that top of mind. So joining us is Mark Vincent, who is the Emergency Preparedness Manager of the Georgia World Congress Center. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Well, thanks, Tyler. Appreciate it. Appreciate you having me on your show today.
And I was just there for ASAE, and I was very just impressed by the mammoth size of your campus. I mean, you have the convention center, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Centennial Olympic Park, and even a new headquarters hotel, the Signia by Hilton in Atlanta. Maybe tell us a little bit more about the convention campus and maybe the unique challenges of someone like you faces in just managing such a vast campus like that.
Yeah, it's a tremendous campus, 220 acres, right in the heart of downtown Atlanta. And you mentioned all the different venues we have here on the campus. It's always a balancing act between the security and safety of our guests and also being open, welcoming. So we think that here on the campus, we really walk that line and have got a good balance. For the safety of our events, we start well beyond the borders of our campus. So for our larger events, when we hire our off-duty traffic officers, things like that, we teach them what to look for and any types of risk associated with, any types of suspicious indicators in vehicles or people. They know exactly what to look for. And as you come onto the campus proper, we even employ our parking attendants, our grounds crew. We teach all of them what to look for and suspicious indicators. So what we've tried to do here at our campus is just really create a culture of awareness where all of our employees are empowered to provide a level of safety up to their training and capability. And then as you get closer into the buildings and things like that, definitely concentric layers of scrutiny and security you pass through. And for us, being as open and inviting as we can, most of that goes unnoticed by our customers and our clients.
And now you're one of the only convention centers that has a full-time, full-service police department on your campus too. Am I right about that?
Correct. You are correct about that. Here in the nation, we are the only convention center in the nation that has a dedicated Georgia World Congress Center Authority state law enforcement police department, 24/7, always here. We've got our own 911 communications center. We are the only organization, convention, sports, entertainment venue in the nation to have that capability.
And I know, the Savannah is getting ready to expand their convention center, and you guys are oversee that. I mean, I'm guessing they'll benefit from the robust security operation you have there already in place.
Yeah, so our colleague down there, Jared Whitehead, he's the public safety manager down there, and a really talented guy. We are connected via our camera system through a Vigilon, our video management system. So we can view all the cameras at the Savannah Convention Center. Of course, we work with Jared. Our senior director, Garucci, was down there just last week. And our security manager was down there just last week coordinating and talking with them. And of course, I've been down there and taught the staff active shooter response and things like that. So, really well connected with them And we're really looking forward to that expansion and what new opportunities that'll present for us.
Now, and I know I've sort of, when I was at ASAE, I interviewed a few people about risk management. It's, you know, it's a very big topic, of course, as it should be in our industry. But, you know, just covering this industry for so long, you know, we went through the pandemic, everything pretty much shut down everywhere. Before that, risk management, things like active shooters, security was really top of mind. And it seems like it's just my gut feeling that those issues aren't as prominent anymore, and they should be. What's your kind of gut feeling on that? And are meeting planners and organizations still vigilant enough about security post-pandemic?
Well, Tyler, I could tell you this, that I actually was a speaker on that very topic at ASAE, and me and Stuart Lyons Ruff and Gary with Risk World, we were all on a panel discussion and talking about
that. I think I was in the audience for that, actually.
Yeah, so it's certainly, you know, it may be fading a little bit, but, you know, most meeting planners that I speak with and I deal with, and all the clients that come through this building, since the pandemic ended, I can tell a definite uptick in the interest in keeping their patrons safe that come to Atlanta and specifically to the convention center. So we give kind of command performances for almost every client that comes in the building now on what we do here on the campus, and then beyond our borders, how we partner with the Atlanta Police Department and our other law enforcement and intelligence partners to keep every convention or every sports, you know, event that comes here to our campus, how we keep it safe.
And, you know, what should a meeting planner ask a security team at a major facility such as yours?
Well, so I would, if I was a meeting planner, and I kind of view things through a different lens than most people, based on my experience and just life lessons. But certainly in terms of security and safety, that's got to be your top priority. So I would look at the technology platforms on the campus, your ability to connect with people on the campus during an emergency or disaster, and how well that messaging can go out, how well if the client has some messaging that they want to push out that's emergency, like we did for Risk World. We had an active shooter 2.5 miles away, an active shooter event that happened. Didn't impact our campus at all, but we certainly went into very protective mode and worked closely with the client and got out emergency messaging and transmitted that on all of our digital signage throughout the campus. We were able to quickly amplify the messaging that they wanted to put out. Of course, we have technology here on our campus, pre-scripted messaging for virtually any type of serious incident that could happen in proximity or on our campus. We have that pre-scripted and we've got a plan in place. It's almost like a football coach. Hey, let's run this play if this happens, or let's do this. We've got all that in place already. And if I was a meeting planner, I would want that level of comfort knowing that the convention center has plans in place, not only a plan, but they actually train their people on that plan. They exercise. So we do all of that. And it's annually. We do multiple exercises, functional exercises, drills. We just had a functional active shooter force-on-force response exercise where our law enforcement, team took on an active shooter bad guy, and we used simulated ammunition and guns and things like that. We also have leveraged our technology, our platforms. We have a gunshot detection system, and it's integrated with our camera system. So, you know, Tyler, I don't know if you've heard, but, during most of active shooter events, there is a lot of miscommunication or uncertainty about where the active shooter is actually taking place. With our systems here on campus, our gunshot detection, which is integrated with our camera system, it takes that uncertainty out of that type of incident, and we can quickly identify the location of the shooter and track that shooter throughout this 220 acre campus and get law enforcement resources there right away.
And, you know, I guess we kind of covered, you know, how planners should interact or ask questions of the team on site. What should planners inform their attendees about, or just making sure that they're involved in this also, in keeping it top of mind and maybe communicating anything they see?
So yeah, during any type of, you know, registration or you know, when they're signing up or as they're putting information out, I would advise all, you know, meeting planners to have a section that talks about safety and security. And you know, here at the World Congress Center Authority, we have, you know, web-based links where we provide to those clients. So if anything happens here on this campus, they have that web link embedded, and you can click on that link, and it provides resources and what to do during any, you know, I won't say any, but any conceivable of incident that could happen here on our campus. It gives really clear instructions to their attendees on what to do.
And in your job, I mean, and I know covering this industry for so long, there are certain meetings or events that maybe are more controversial than others, that are maybe, you know, politically one side or the other has an issue with a group that may be meeting. I'm guessing those clients are already pretty well versed in security measures, but you know, what is it like working an event where there could be a higher degree of risk of, you know, a protest getting out of hand or a bad actor acting out?
Well, you know, Atlanta has got a long history of peaceful protests and demonstrations, and we encourage that. And we have pre-scripted locations for protests. However, on the opposite hand, if it does get out of hand and goes beyond the peaceful side of it, we have plans in place with our, you know, we are a state government entity, and you know, we do a lot for the city of Atlanta. And since, I would say, the 1996 Summer Olympic Games, we have collaborated very well on the state, local, federal level, and private sector to really engage any type of political event that could happen here, and make really solid plans. We look for contingencies if protests do get out of hand, what we are going to do. We work with our, you know, again, our local partners to determine the types of risks that may be involved. Our intelligence partners, not only local with Atlanta Police, Homeland Security, but also GBI, their fusion center, which is called GSAC, the Georgia Information Sharing Analysis Center. We look, we work with them all the time. They do social media monitoring for us. If we have any type of risk or threat that's associated with a particular event, they do a special event threat assessment, and we work with them on that. And then, of course, if it's a certain level of threat, our federal partners with the FBI get involved, and of course, we have them. We host them over here on our campus all the time. So again, all really strong partnerships, and we've had that for years and years. The guys that I used to work with when I was a rookie and coming on, well, we've all grown up together, and now we are all in leadership positions in our various organizations, and have known each other for years. We work with each other. We break bread together. We know each other's families, and that really means a lot on keeping our campus safe.
And you were talking about being a rookie. I mean, you joined the authority in 92, so you're far from those days, and spent 12 years there. And then worked for, you know, Georgia Emergency Management, Homeland Security Agency, and then in 2017 rejoined the authority, and then the Super Bowl happened in 2019. You know, like maybe 500,000 people, multiple events throughout town. What was that experience?
So it was a great experience, and luckily I'd worked a couple of Super Bowls on this campus before then. But it really impressive on how really the partnership with all of our local partners, federal, again, state partners, it's a big team effort. And we create, we use, utilize a system of public safety management called the Incident Command System. And so we set up an area command over Atlanta, the Atlanta Police Joint Operations Center, and we had a liaison over there, but there were actually 13 separate command locations, and our campus being one of them. And we would report up each day to area command and let them know our progress and our goals, objectives, any issues. Just a really solid, well-planned event. We started that planning effort for Super Bowl about 2.5 years out. So really well-planned, well-executed. The NFL told us, and they may tell everybody this, but they said this is absolutely the safest and best Super Bowl that they had ever had.
Well, great. Well, thanks for joining us today, Mark. And thank you for what you do and keeping everyone safe. Is there any message you would like to leave with planners of meetings and events?
Well, I would like to tell them this, and I always plug this organization because, not just because I work here, but I truly believe that Atlanta, the relationship we have with Atlanta and the technology platforms and initiatives that we have here on our campus, make us one of the safest venues in the nation. And I am wholeheartedly behind that. And I will put up our statistics against any other large convention center in the nation on safety and the initiatives that we have here and the way that we in the public safety realm create compelling guest experiences is to keep our community safe. And we never sleep. We are always working to keep our campus safe and keep our, meetings and venues and different types of events safe.
Yeah, and it's quite an impressive job you do there. So thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Tyler. We appreciate you.
And that was Mark Vincent. He is the Emergency Preparedness Manager of Georgia World Congress Center. I'm Tyler Davidson, Vice President and Chief Content Director for Meetings Today. Thank you for joining us for this Meetings Today podcast. And if you're interested in any of the other podcasts we've done, we got a whole host of them over on our website at meetingstoday.com. Just check out our podcast section. So thank you for joining us today. And no matter what you're up to with the rest of it, go out and make it great.